堂听 class.com。
Model Test 1, Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices,marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Number 11.
Did you go to the match on Saturday?
No, I listened to the commentary instead. It sounded pretty exciting, I must say.Number 12. This is the 3rd time you've been late this week, Robert. You'll have to do better than that, or I might find it necessary to let you go.
It won't happen again, I assure you.
Question. Who spoke to Robert? Number 13.
I'll give you a thorough check. First, open your mouth and show me your tongue.
Is there anything wrong?
Question. Where does this conversation most likely take place?
Number 14.
Professor Chen, do I need to take the exam?
Do you want to graduate?
Question. What is the man?
Number 15. I heard you got full marks in the math exam. Congratulations.
Thanks. I'm sure you also did a good job.
Question.What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? Number 16.
I haven't decided which subject to major in, physics or chemistry.
It isn't easy to choose, is it?
Question. What does the woman mean?
Number 17. I wish the bus would come. I'm so cold. Look at those snowdrifts over there. They're taller than I am.
And the wind is biting into my skin like a mad dog.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?Number 18. I want to open a savings account, sir. What is the proper procedure?
First, you fill out the application, and then we'll issue you a passbook.
Question. What does the woman want to do? Now, you'll hear 2 long conversations. Conversation 1. Hi, Wong. Haven't seen you for a long time. How have you been?
Okay, except I've been looking for a job for days, and I haven't found one yet. It's so hard finding work these days. Have you had any luck?
Yes, I've got a job, a waiter's job in a restaurant.
Are you well paid?
Well, $5 an hour, but I can keep the tips. That comes to roughly $40 an evening.
Not bad.
Actually, there's still another opening. If you're interested, you'll surely get it.
That's great. I'll go there right now and speak with the boss.
There's no rush. You can see him tomorrow. I'll tell him about you.
Thanks a lot.
Think nothing of it, Wong. I'm sure you'd do the same for me.
Could you tell me a bit more about the work there? I mean, those do's and don'ts. I'm a greenhorn, you know.
First of all, you must be punctual. You should be there before 5 p.m. so that you will have half of an hour for preparation, changing clothes and things like that. Then, remember, you should smile. Smile to your customers all the time. Never put on a long face, even if you feel awful that day. Anything else? Oh, yes. Never argue with your boss. Learn to say, yes, sir.
Be a yes man, you mean?
You may put it that way, if you mean.
I hope not.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Number 19.
Which is right?
Number 20. Where does the woman work? Number 21.
What will the man probably do tomorrow?
Number 22. What suggestion does the woman make? Conversation 2. Exercise, exercise, exercise. We hear so much about it these days, yet even the experts can't agree on which exercises are best. Now some doctors are strongly encouraging arm exercises.
Arm exercises? Is that because our arms are too fat or flabby?
Actually, that's not the main reason. They say that arm exercises are an ideal way to become physically fit.
But don't arm exercises raise your blood pressure?
That they do, but the article I read mentioned ways to compensate for that.
How?
By adding leg exercises, so that the arms don't do all the work. Arm exercises alone aren't enough to increase metabolism before fatigue sets in. The more of the body that is involved in the exercise, the better.
And in turn, I am sure there's a greater chance of losing weight.
Sounds right to me.
So what exercise do the experts recommend?
They mentioned quite a few, but some of the more popular ones are cycling with special bicycles that make you use both your arms and legs, and walking vigorously while you wear arm weights.
I must try that. I like to walk a lot.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Number 23. According to the conversation, what is one problem with arm exercises?
Number 24. According to the conversation, what are the experts now recommending?
Number 25. Which of the following exercises is suggested?
Section B, Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Passage 1. There was once a man in South America who had a parrot, a pet bird that could imitate human speech. The parrot was unique. There was no other bird like it in the whole world. It could learn to say any word except one. It couldn't say the name of its native town, Cartano. The man did everything he could to teach the parrot to say Cartano, but he never succeeded. At first, he was very gentle with the bird, but gradually he lost his temper. "You stupid bird! Why can't you learn to say that one word? Say Cartano, or I'll kill you." But the parrot would not say it. Many times the man screamed, "Say Cartano, or I'll kill you." But the bird would never repeat the name. Finally, the man gave up. He picked up the parrot and threw it into the chicken house. "You are even more stupid than the chickens." In the chicken house, there were four old chickens waiting to be killed for Sunday's dinner. In the next morning, when he went out to the chicken house, the man opened the door. He was shocked by what he saw. He could not believe his eyes and ears. On the floor lay three dead chickens. The parrot was screaming at the fourth, "Say Cartano, or I'll kill you." Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you've just heard.
Number 26. Why did the man lose his temper?
Number 27. Who killed the three chickens?
Number 28. Why was the man shocked at the scene the next morning? Passage 2. People are not so honest as they once were. The temptation to steal is greater than ever before, especially in large shops. A detective recently watched a well-dressed woman who always went into a large store on Monday mornings. One Monday, there were fewer people in the shop than usual when the woman came in, so it was easier for the detective to watch her. The woman first bought a few small articles. After a little time, she chose one of the most expensive dresses in the shop and handed it to an assistant who wrapped it up for her as quickly as possible. Then, the woman simply took the parcel and walked out of the shop without paying. When she was arrested, the detective found out that the shop assistant was her daughter. The girl gave her mother a free dress once a week.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you've just heard. Number 29. Why was it easier for the detective to watch the woman one Monday?
Number 30. Who was the shop assistant?
Number 31. What's the author's opinion about honesty? Passage 3. In the local newspaper of my community recently, there was a story about a man named Virgil Spears. He lived in a small town about 40 miles from my home. He had served 5 years in a New York prison for robbing a restaurant. When he returned to his family, Mr. Spears couldn't find a job. Everyone knew he had been in prison, and nobody trusted him. Finally, in desperation, he calmly walked into a local barber shop where he was well known, pulled out a gun, and took all the money the barber had. Up to this point, it had been a fairly routine crime, but then something unusual happened. Mr. Spears didn't try to get away. He got into his car, drove slowly out of town, and waited for the police. When they caught him, he made only one request. He turned to the arresting policeman and said, "Would you please ask the court to put my family on welfare just as soon as possible?" Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you've just heard.
Number 32. What made it difficult for Virgil Spears to find a job?
Number 33. Why did Virgil Spears rob the local barber shop?
Number 34. What did Mr. Spears do after he robbed the barber shop?
Number 35. What can we infer from the passage? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. The wolves thus address the sheepdogs. Why should you, who are like us in so many things, not be entirely of one mind with us, and live with us as brothers should? We differ from you in one point only. We live in freedom, but you bow down to and slave for men, who in turn for your services flog you with whips and put collars on your necks. They make you also guard their sheep, and while they eat the mutton, throw only the bones to you. If you will be persuaded by us, you will give us the sheep, and we will enjoy them in common, till we are surfeited. The dogs listen favorably to these proposals, and entering the den of the wolves, they were set upon and torn to pieces.
Now this passage will be repeated.
The wolves thus address the sheepdogs. Why should you, who are like us in so many things, not be entirely of one mind with us, and live with us as brothers should? We differ from you in one point only. We live in freedom, but you bow down to and slave for men, who in turn for your services flog you with whips and put collars on your necks. They make you also guard their sheep, and while they eat the mutton, throw only the bones to you. If you will be persuaded by us, you will give us the sheep, and we will enjoy them in common. Till we are surfeited. The dogs listen favorably to these proposals, and entering the den of the wolves, they were set upon and torn to pieces.
Now this passage will be repeated again.
The wolves thus address the sheepdogs, "Why should you, who are like us in so many things, not be entirely of one mind with us, and live with us as brothers should? We differ from you in one point only. We live in freedom, but you bow down to and slave for men, who in turn for your services flog you with whips and put collars on your necks. They make you also guard their sheep, and while they eat the mutton, throw only the bones to you. If you will be persuaded by us, you will give us the sheep, and we will enjoy them in common, till we are surfeited." The dogs listen favorably to these proposals, and entering the den of the wolves, they were set upon and torn to pieces.